Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and one of my websites is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Susan Sokol Blosser is our guest. She's our new friend, former president of the family business Sokol Blosser Winery of Oregon. They make wonderful Pinot Noir, where they got a number of other varietals, but mostly Pinots. It's Oregon, after all. And she's the author of a new book called Letting Go, How One Entrepreneur Energized Her Business, Empowered the Next Generation, her family, by the way, and embraced a bold new vision. Let's talk about that new vision, Susan. You've reinvented yourself, haven't you?
Well, I have. And one of the things that I learned when I finally was able to let go of control, which was so difficult, which is why I wrote the book, was that I hadn't been able, I hadn't been able to concentrate on what I would do next, which was the question everyone asked me, because I was so focused on business that mm-hmm. there was no room for anything else. And consequently, the things that I've done, I never would have imagined, 6 months early before I did them. So I ran for office.
You became a politician. You went over to the dark side, didn't you?
Well, my question in my mind was, I was a farmer. I was a small business person. Mm-hmm. I have a background in education. I had something to contribute and really represented the interests of my local area. But I didn't win. And I was a terrible ego blow not to win. But what I had a lot of momentum. I felt all the good people were on my side. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I could work locally on the issues that interested me. I didn't have to be at the state level.
And that's what entrepreneurs do.
Yeah.
They take their shot, and whatever the world gives them, they make something out of that. And that's why we love entrepreneurs around here, Susan.
I said I can hide and lick my wounds, which is, was very appealing at the time, or I can build on the momentum.
Right.
And so I founded this nonprofit called the Yamhill Enrichment Society. Yamhill County is where I live.
Right.
The Yamhill Enrichment Society, or YES. And we do various projects where we became a 501c3 so we could get grants. And
what were you trying to enrich, Susan?
Donations. Well, I'm particularly interested in early childhood literacy, in music education, in empowering women leaders, in building a strong local food economy and encouraging young farmers.
I was going to say, are you helping farmers get their products out, helping them with the, they might know how to grow a potato, but they might not know how to market it.
Right. Well, we have a whole generation of young farmers, and it actually reminds me of my comrades in the early 70s who were all young urban professionals. Young people are going back to the land and they're
But you guys were just a bunch of hippies, though, weren't you?
Well, that's what my kids say, but we didn't think of ourselves as hippies. We started a business. We didn't drop out.
I know. I hear you. All hippies didn't drop out. No, I'm just teasing you a little bit because I'm of the same generation.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I know what a hippie looks like. I know what a hippie sounds like. So okay. So I love what you're doing with your new organization. Tell us about the what did you have to do to get this going? You had the momentum from your campaign. What did people say when you said you were diverting that energy to something like this?
Well, I went around to talk to some of the key people in that who had supported me, who were leaders in the area, and told them what I was thinking, and they were very excited about it.
Yeah.
And many of them were willing to be on my board.
But where'd the money come from?
Well, I raised a ton of money because a lot
wow.
of people wanted me to win.
Boy, people must like you.
I had money left over.
So you're saying the money from your campaign, what, did you go back to your contributors and say, hey, I lost, but I'd like to use this money another way? Did you have to do that?
Well,
did you feel like doing that?
No, you don't have to go back to your contributors.
Oh, okay.
Once you get the money, there are restrictions on how you can spend it. You can't
right.
spend it personally.
Right.
But you could donate it to a charity.
Right.
Which is what I did.
Right.
I donated it
you just created
to
your
the
own charity
that I created.
Right.
And
right.
that got us through the first year.
And what year was, how long ago was that?
That was 2011.
Okay.
So I ran for office in 2010.
So now you've been 4 years as a nonprofit, as a charity, and you want to give us that website so people can go there and find out about it?
It's the Yamhill Enrichment Society.org.
.org. All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Susan, good job. Let's talk to you in a year or so and see how things are going.
That's great. Thanks
Susan
so much, Jim.
Socal Blosser. You're welcome. The book is called Letting Go. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.